Charles Waterhouse always wanted to honor his fellow Marines, especially those who didn't make it home. He set out to paint portraits of each Marine who received the Medal of Honor, and as we'll hear, one he thought should have been awarded the medal. Before he died at 89, he finished more than 300 extraordinary paintings that were published in a book earlier this year by his daughter Jane. It's called Valor in Action, the Medal of Honor paintings of Colonel Charles Waterhouse. You can see images of some of the paintings at hereandnow.org. And today we're revisiting the conversation I had this summer with Jane Waterhouse about the book and her father's life. Tell us a little bit about your dad first. He joined the Marines right out of high school?
Yes. And he was shipped eventually after training to Iwo Jima. He was part of that first assault and that epic battle for the island that where there, you know, they said uncommon valor was common.
And he was wounded, but survived the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945, where so many Marines died. And he came home with the idea of creating comic strips about Marines who had received the Medal of Honor. And that's where this started.
It really did. Right from the beginning, he came up with a storyboard comic strip for John Bassalone, who was a Medal of Honor recipient and also another Jersey boy, because my father grew up in New Jersey, not far from John's hometown. And he brought it to King Comics, which was a big comic strip place at the time. And the art director there said, "Oh, you know, we're trying to forget the war. People don't want to read that now." And he took another look at the comics, and he said, "But you have talent, so why don't you go to art school?" And that's what he did.
And eventually, your dad became the Marine Corps artist in residence. Who knew that that position even existed?
Well, it didn't until he was the first. During the bicentennial, the Marines wanted to give a gift to the nation of capturing the Marines in the Revolution. He did 14 paintings, and they became part of a collection that toured the nation during the bicentennial. And the Marines loved the work so much that they never let him go. And he retired in 1991.
And he did not start this project to paint all the Marine Medal of Honor recipients until he was 82 years old, and he died at 89.
Yes.
Why did you decide to put all these paintings in a book?
Well, it was a deathbed promise that I made my father. The last years of his life were consumed by what he considered his final mission and his final gift to the Marines and to the country, because all of his artwork was gifted to the Marine Corps, the largest art collection ever gifted to the Marine Corps. And he when he made this decision, he just went at it full speed as if he was 21 years old. I mean, he had multiple canvases going at one time.
And he dedicated about every waking hour to these paintings, getting up in the middle of the night to work on an unfinished canvas. I mean, during meals, he drew sketches on paper napkins. And as you write, in his last days, he was tormented by the canvases that were unfinished. Or unstarted.
Yes. In his final day, he was doing one in his head. The men became very personal to him. They were all around his room and were there through to really his final days when he couldn't make it to the easel. And even then, he thought he was going to make it. He thought he could lick this last little thing. And when it became clear he couldn't, I said, "Dad, we knew that the paintings were going to go to the Marines, but he always wanted to have them published in one volume." And I said, "Dad, I'm going to do that. I promise you." The mission became mine. And so it became more than just, "Oh, well, we'll just put the collection of paintings in and we'll put the citations up." I felt, to do it justice, that I had to get to know the man. I felt consumed. So my father's mission has, over these last 6 years, become mine.
And so you wrote these incredible stories to go with your father's remarkable paintings. I especially love Ripley at the Bridge.
Yes.
I have seen your father's original painting many times on display at the United States Naval Academy.
Yes.
It's just remarkable. Tell us that story.
Yes, and Ripley had to be included because my father felt strongly that Ripley should have been awarded the Medal of Honor, and he has not yet, but it can be done posthumously. I kind of equate Ripley and my father, my father's last mission, as the same, because Ripley was one of the last American advisors in Vietnam, and he was attached to a group of 700 Vietnamese Marines, and they were to guard and prevent anyone from taking the bridge at Dong Ha, which was located on the only artery from North Vietnam to South Vietnam. And meanwhile, 30,000 North Vietnamese soldiers and 300 heavy tanks were headed their way. So the only thing that Ripley knew that he could do, because he couldn't stop them, was to blow up the bridge. And so on Easter Sunday in 1972, with the 700 Marines on the shores trying to protect him because he was under heavy fire through the whole thing, he set out to put satchel charges by going hand over hand under the bridge, under heavy fire, laying a charge, crab walking back. He did it six times, hanging from that bridge, literally almost pulling his arms out of his sockets. And he only had one wet pack of matches. And he knew that if that didn't work the last time to light the fuse, that he was going to have to throw his own grenade and probably be killed in the act, which he was willing to do. But luckily the matches worked. And he set fire. He got back over the bridge. The bridge blew up. And there was this one moment, glorious kind of bridge on the river Kwai, glorious victory. But it was like my father's, very quixotic and short-lived, because, you know, the tide had turned with the war. And at the end of defending Dong Ha, he was left with 52 Marines out of his 700. He was a very, very heroic man and a good man that the Marines treasured until his death.
Yeah. I'm looking at your dad's painting as you describe the story and this man's heroism, and I'm transported there. It's just remarkable. We actually spoke to a retired Marine who knew John Ripley on this program back in 2008.
Oh.
John Miller was his name, and he wrote a book about what John Ripley did. Here's a clip from that conversation.
He's an inspiration to Marines of every rank, to the midshipmen at the Naval Academy, other would-be Marines. This is a spirit that will really endure forever.
And John Ripley endures forever in your dad's painting of him, Jane.
Thank you so much for saying that, Jane. And that is really what the purpose of this book is. My father, every time that he spent with them on the canvas, he was communing with them. Every time I would visit him, he would say, "Let me tell you about him. You won't believe what he did." He was just in awe of them. It is a way of honoring them. And in my own small way, I hope that by telling their stories that I've done the same.
I wanted to ask you about your father's legacy, but I think it's right here in the pages of this magnificent book.
I like to think that he's smiling right now. You know, I started the book with a quote from Abraham Lincoln, you know, any nation that doesn't honor its heroes will not long endure. And I think it's important to tell these stories.
Jane Waterhouse, and the book is Valor in Action, The Medal of Honor Paintings of Colonel Charles Waterhouse. Charles was her father, and the book might make a great gift for a father you know, especially if he's interested in military history. It's really something. Jane Waterhouse, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you, Jane.
And again, you can see some of the paintings at hereandnow.org.